I can tell you how it feels, Colorado. It feels good to be able to talk about our mental health and the mental health of our children. You know, they need us really, really badly now. And they always need us. They need us to feed and water them and invest in them and make them our priority. And sometimes that's a little bit difficult, especially when trauma is taking place. And if you are yourself experiencing trauma, it's hard to kind of see your way through it. And we've got some special guests here that are a part of Healthy Kids, Healthy World, and the Songs for Healthy Kids, Volume 1, and Volume 2 on the way. Volume 2 on the way. We're super excited to be able to have Tyler and Gina join us and talk about this project. And then we're going to play a little music so you guys can hear what it sounds like. Because sometimes you want to know. And if you have a way for folks to get in touch with you because they want to ask a question or they want some information, how would they do that?
You can email me at gina@investedfamilies.com. And I'm happy to answer any questions or help you in any way I can.
So you were saying that you were wanting this to be a part of a greater toolbox that, you know, parents and maybe school. We spend so much time in school administrators. Like, I think about something you said earlier when you were talking about COVID and the transition from COVID, you know, being in COVID, we were all at home, and then you put your kids back at school, and then sometimes the quote unquote behavioral issues of not being able to focus come into play. Do you think that the product that you've created here can be a grounding moment for kids and allow them to like refocus their energy? Because the TV was on, I'm sure. If I was a kid at home, I can guarantee you the TV would be on. And the music is going and my dog and I'm in my pajamas. Do you think that using this music, though, could be a centering moment for teachers in the classroom?
Very much so. That's part of the hope, is to get it in the hands of every child out there. And it's a great tool for teachers, therapists, parents. You know, we purposely made it where the words are messages that will get in a kid's mind, stick with them, empower them, help regulate them. That's the beauty of this hip-hop music, which I'm just learning about, but it causes the stress response systems in our brain to regulate and calm us. And if a kid goes into a classroom and is dysregulated, there's no way that they can learn or learn as effectively as they can. So if you can give them little opportunities to regulate themselves throughout the day, start the day, you know, with this music and with some breathing techniques or regulating activities, it'll help calm them and help them in the learning process.
I think it would be cool to have it in a gym class.
It'd be super,
like, you know,
fun
to have that as a part of the gym class experience, because, you know, you get a positive reinforcement. You're already at play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you put music, when you're at play, it just is all reinforcing, you know, positive energy and movement. So when I think about producing this, this is not all production projects are created the same, Tyler. And so could you talk to us a little bit about your process in creating this for kids? Because their minds are just being shaped, and they're listening differently than how an adult. We know how to qualify passive listening. We can listen while we drive a car. We can listen while we're vacuuming. Kids get wrapped around things that they hear. So what was your effort in terms of producing the project?
I mean, with hip hop, you know, we tried to stay a little bit away from the darker. Like, we didn't want to go like trappy and make it very dark. We wanted it to feel positive, but also not feel cheesy, which is like a fine line. And so I feel like the main thing in terms of the production, like just beats, we wanted them to feel happy, but not cheesy, entertaining, but like not too complex. And so I think we just settled on like some really good sounds. Like the whole album sounds pretty like kiddie, but I think if you took away the kids' lyrics, the beats would stand on their own, which is cool. Even from a standpoint of like, I have friends who are like, thank you for this album because I hate listening to terrible Coco Melon or whatever it is on the car ride, but I don't want to have my kids listen to hip hop where it's saying this or that. So it's like, this is such a great, like, I can vibe out and my kids are happy and they're like having a good experience. But yeah, in terms of production, I don't know, just really vibed and just like I tested a lot of things on my niece and nephew. I'd play some beats, see if they liked them. They're
yeah,
young.
See if they would,
see if they would move
yeah,
and dance
yeah,
around.
Yeah.
If they're dancing, I'm like, okay, great. I'll put lyrics to this. It'll be great.
Yeah, that so. You know, it's always great when we can give that. I do the same thing with my nephews.
Yeah, you gotta
I'm
test
all
them.
Like, hey, you guys, come here. Come here for a second. Do you like this one or this one?
Yeah, have
and then
to.
Tell me, and then you got to tell me why, and then I'll give you some candy.
Yeah.
I'm terrible because I bribe. So, you know, that's what it is, and my brother accepts it. He's like, you know, we're setting up a false narrative here because they don't get bribed to do anything at our house. And I was like, yeah, but I'm
product testing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the spoiling TT. That is my job. Let's play one of the songs off the volume, and why don't you go ahead and introduce it. I'm hoping you can see that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We got the song. We got a song called Wiggles, which is just a minute and 23 seconds of a chance for a kid to get his or her energy out.
All right. So let's get it. Let's talk about it. We'll come back with a little bit more right here on 104.7 The Drop.